have your report for the fire district. Thank you, thank you.
You're on, Mr. President.
Okay, I'm going to bring the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District special meeting back. We were in closed session. Turn it over to legal.
Thank you. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors is reconvened from closed session, and there is no reportable action.
Close the special meeting, and now we're going to open the regular meeting of Town of Discovery Bay. Roll call, please.
Thank you, President Keyes.
Here.
Vice President Lee.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
And Director Steele.
Here.
Thank you.
And at this time, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Director Graves for a second.
Thank you very much, President Keyes. Keyes, I said that correctly. Today, I just wanted to open the meeting tonight in memory of my father-in-law, who passed away last night at about 7 o'clock. So in honor of my wife and my family, I just wanted to open the meeting in his honor tonight. So thank you very much for allowing me to do that. And if...
Would you lead us in the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, at this point, there's a public comment. The public can speak to us on any item that is not on our agenda. We have a 3-minute time frame for each speaker. I have one card at the moment. Marilyn, I can't quite read your last name, but please come up.
Hi, my name is Marilyn Schuyler, and I live off of Royal Lake, and I've noticed that, well, we've all noticed the PG&E is doing a lot of construction or repairs and work on the road there. And I assume that at some point they're going to be repaving and repainting the roads. And I would just like to propose that we ask that they add a bike lane to any paving that they're going to be doing after construction or after the work is done. And a second proposal would be that anytime we're doing paving, repaving around Discovery Bay, that we add bike lanes. Thank you.
Actually, we don't have charge of that one. I'll turn that over to staff and ask. I know we have the county traffic engineers looking at traffic and those things. If they could take a look at bike lanes also and give us some suggestions.
We'll pass that along to them as well.
Great, thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Yes, sir.
I'm not sure what the agenda is, but before I complain, I want to say thank you. I know you guys volunteer and you do a great job.
But
my concern is dangerous drivers and obviously crime. I know this has been brought up to the board before, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the governor's office. Joe Farrow is the CHP commissioner and the county board of supervisors, which I think the sheriff reports to. Because I know this topics have been brought before this board. I don't know what follow up it is done. I don't know if you have any pull with these agencies, but that's what I'm gonna do. I bicycle every day. I know what the stop signs are that most people don't stop at, so I'm aware of that. But it's really gotten, I don't know if I'm just becoming a curmudgeon or if it's gotten worse the last 24 months, but that's what I'm gonna do. Any help from the board or honestly, I don't know what you call yourself, and I apologize. But again, thanks for all your work. I know you volunteer. Maybe Rod's on the table a little bit. I just want to say thank you. You know what you could do. I don't see a lot of police officers here. I know the excuses. I know the staffing restraints, but something has to be done. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll have a CHP and a sheriff report a little later. Yes, sir.
Hi, Terry Mahaney. I'd like to thank the CHP Sheriff and Fire Department for all their work they do out here. Really appreciate it. they had the signs out here for the speed, and it worked real good for a little while. And then the longer they were up, the faster people went. And I think that they need to kind of beef it up a little bit again. I don't know if you guys have any influence, like this gentleman was saying, trying to get somebody to certify the sheriffs on using radar. They do have it, they do use it, not out here. We need to get them certified out here so they can use the radar, so somebody driving by sees a sheriff, they know they don't write speeding tickets unless they're just really blasted. So maybe we can do that. And the second thing, I don't know if anybody monitors our dirt mover machine that goes along the streets. I think they call it a street sweeper. But all it does is take dirt from one spot, move it down the street, and dump it again. I called one time, and the lady says, oh, they haven't changed their sweeper blades from winter to summer blades. So I'm thinking, okay. So it never changed, so I guess they never changed their sweeper blades. Anyhow, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's staff, that's the county function.
Public Works as well.
Yes.
Yes. I can pass that along to Public Works as well.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Good evening, and I'm sorry about your father.
Thank you.
Last week, I was involved in a meeting with the traffic engineer for the county, and my takeaway from that meeting was all the excuses to not do anything. Catherine, I don't know if you kind of felt the same way, but that was what I got out of it. Now, one thing I did learn, even though I had been general engineering construction, is that there's three E's in traffic, and that's engineering, I'm not doing them in order on purpose, engineering, enforcement, and education. It appears as though the engineering is already setting up the fit. He's already given us reasons that it's not going to work. That leaves enforcement and education. Well, if we do enforcement, it becomes an education when you write that check. And so I just wanted to voice that for any of the law officers that we have that are attending today's meeting, that it seems as though it's going to be enforcement that makes any change out here, quite frankly.
Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, gentlemen. My name is Sabrina Mayer. I live on Willowick Road, Crossroads, and Marina Drive. You probably heard my house was hit by the driver, took out my fire hydrant, and flooded my property not even a month after I purchased my home. I have tons of footage, because I've installed cameras, of that stop sign and how many people fly through it. I've also asked the sheriffs if they'd like to come over to my house and look at it. As just 2 days ago, I'm pulling out of my driveway, and in the work zone, somebody's going 45 and almost takes me out, and then decides to wait for me at the stop sign, get out of his car, and verbally assault me. So the traffic enforcement, I don't call it enforcement, when you park two cop cars empty and sit them on the side of the road, that's more of a deterrence rather than enforcement. If they can't write tickets, then we need to get CHP permanently out here if sheriffs aren't willing or can't do anything about it. It's become more than just speeding. It's more of a safety issue, not just for kids, it's for adults and everything. People are becoming really raised involved. So I'd like to see if we can get the paperwork. I've come up there and asked for a petition to start signing signatures for speed bumps or speed humps, and nobody up here had any answers. They said I'd come to a town meeting. So if you guys have any forms that I can start and walk around and get signatures, I greatly appreciate it, if that's possible. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll close public hearing. We'd like to ask staff if you could give us a little update, not necessarily now, but a little later on, the traffic engineer, what his suggestions for
I will.
Eight will be. Thank you. Okay, area offices, sheriff's office, please.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Let's
see. Last month, calls for service were 551 with these 40 reports taken. Less calls for service than we had for the, no, we had more calls for service than we had prior to that. Property crimes, we had 4 petty theft from vehicles. It's about the only property crime we did have. We had 1 vandalism of a vehicle. Looks like a known party did that. I'll address some of the traffic concerns in case people don't realize. Discovery Bay, as you know, is an unincorporated area of Contra Costa County. California Highway Patrol is your primary traffic enforcement for all unincorporated areas of the county. They get funding to do that. The Sheriff's Department, we're on the penal side, the laws, the responding to domestics, responding to somebody breaks into my car, the crime part. Now, being unincorporated, we do have a sergeant out at Delta Station, and we have 3 beat cars that cover, just to give you a broad, if you don't mind, I'll just explain that so some people don't know. You have 1 beat officer in Discovery Bay. You have 1 beat officer towards towards Bethel Island. And the other one shares his time between Marsh Creek and unincorporated Antioch, unincorporated Rumble. Okay? In fact, our sergeant just walked in now. So with that said, Discovery Bay pays it to a P6 fund, which everyone on what I want to call the dry side of Discovery Bay, not this side, they pay it to a tax, a P6 fund, which generates enough money to pay for 2 extra deputies, which we call the resident deputies. Now those resident deputies work throughout the week as needed, okay? Supplement our officers out here. We're in the process now. Every quarter we meet, there's a call, a P6 committee meeting that meets right over here. And we're open, the lieutenant shows there, I'm there. We try to get the lead officers there too, and to hear these certain types of concerns. So our last meeting was, of course, traffic. So now we're in the works, working with supervisor's office to try to get radars and training for our 2 resident deputies so that we can start doing more traffic enforcement. But again, it's kind of, if you get my drift, if you take officers that should be doing what they should be doing and doing traffic, which CHP should be doing, now you're taking away from one spot to another. Property crimes are low down. Our officers have been out there pulling suspicious people over, persons over, responding to people that are calling people in, and we're making arrests of people with mail theft. We're finding people with property from vehicles. Our officers are doing what they can. Only so much we can do. With that said, does that kind of clear things up on the Sheriff's Department side?
No.
What's that?
No, I don't understand why the cops sit there at Marina Boulevard on the other side of the boardwalk and sit there for an hour or so having lunch. I don't get that.
They get lunch.
Well, no, it's at like 10 o'clock. How much lunch is coming?
Okay.
They've been on
for a couple hours. I went there, had lunch. They were still sitting there when I got there. And when I got there 2 hours later, they were still sitting there. So what is that cop doing there, sitting in the parking lot, doing nothing? I don't get it.
Just because you see an officer in a car, in a parking lot, doesn't mean he's doing nothing.
For 2 or 3 hours? What's he doing?
Okay, it's okay to have your discussion, and I suggest
I noted it, I went into the restaurant at 11 o'clock and came back at 2 o'clock.
If you don't listen, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. It's okay for you to question, and I would suggest that you meet with the officers outside, and they'll take as long as needed to answer your questions, but we've got to do this in an orderly fashion, and this is important. So. If you have further discussion, please
Well, with that said, again, officers are working 10 to 18 hours a day, okay? Plain and simple. They write reports in their car, they do other things in their car. We don't have an office per se to go and sit down in front of a computer. That computer's over at Delta Station, which is in Oakland. So you either have the officer riding in the parking lot over here or going to Oakland and not over here. So that might help some of the things. I know you're upset and frustrated, and I understand where you're coming from.
Well, it's happened more than once. It's why I'm upset. Okay. I've only been out here 2 years, resident for 40 years.
Yeah, unincorporated area.
Never seen crime like it's out here.
I'll cut it right here. You can talk to him, because obviously we're not going to get
Well, you don't want to hear me, because I can say it the way it really is, and that's what your problem is. But you're not listening to all these people.
Well, what you're doing now is not accomplishing anything.
For 20 and 40 years.
Ma'am.
I can't get anything done.
Ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to have your discussion outside, please. We're in agreement with you. We see the same things. But we're going to have this meeting.
But you don't do anything about it. That's the problem, right?
That's why we're here, trying to get it done to order.
But why isn't it? I have been here the last six months and nothing's been done.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave. Officer's going to have to take you.
It's all that.
Is there any other questions that might be able to help answer? Yes, sir.
How many vehicular stops did you have this month?
Last month we had 11 that I have on file. Not to mention the ones that might have been done for me. Pulling over and said, hey, can you slow down, move on, respond to the call.
Right.
And that's our guess. Before that, the month before that was 15. The month before that was 27.
I don't think you're trying very hard.
Like I explained earlier,
I understand.
The primary role for us is responding to the issue. And I understand your frustration. We're doing what we can. Trust me.
By the way, that P6 meeting is on October 12th. It's here.
Okay.
Sir?
No.
Does the coverage drop off after hours, after dark, or is it the same coverage 24 hours a day, or how are you guys scheduled that?
And what do you mean by for
patrol?
Resident deputies or just the beat coverage?
For
beat coverage is 24/7. The resident deputies will work kind of a modified schedule unless we have them doing something else, working on a special case or something else.
May I make a suggestion at this point? Because we have a full room of folks waiting for a pretty exciting event. If there are any individual conversations with the Sheriff's Department, we certainly appreciate you coming. If we could take that, and we've got a room in the back. Thank you.
If you would, you can step outside. I'll be out there for a few minutes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony.
Is the CHP representative here?
Yeah. He was here.
Supervisor of people in office. Okay, committee reports. What we're going to do is move to item G at this particular time, and we'll turn it over to staff.
Matt Kaiser has the presentation on this item. So this is item number G, which is a presentation regarding the River Otters and their success this year.
So, good evening. Tonight I have the distinct honor to recognize one of the most successful youth sports programs in the town of Discovery Bay. The town of Discovery Bay River Otter Swim Program is a hometown success story that highlights what is possible from local youth, their families, parent volunteers, and the support of local businesses and the town band together in pursuit of providing a positive experience for Discovery Bay youth. Tonight we recognize the efforts of those who contributed their time, energy, and enthusiasm in making the town of Discovery Bay a great place to live. So I'm going to have Rick and Coach Haley. We kind of have a lot of other little awards to do tonight as well. So we'll start with these guys.
Thank you very much for taking the time to recognize us tonight. It's great. Kids, I was going to bring on up here, and they were like, we want to carry it.
might I suggest?
The kids are the ones that earned it.
Might I suggest that they kind of
walk
show
up
us
the front.
Any other River Otter swimmers in the room, why don't you come on up here?
Put them right in front.
Yes, go ahead. Line up right here.
I see that.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah, well done, guys.
A lot of hard work, both by the swimmers and the coaching staff. Specifically, this trophy is from the East County Invitational, which was held the second weekend in July. We won High Point first overall in the beam flight division. So they divide the basically the standings into different flights. All teams there participate in both flights. There were 11 teams at the East County Invitational surrounding all of Contra Costa, East Contra Costa County. So there was quite a few teams there, and we won first place in the B flight. I believe we might have been close to the top five, maybe, in A flight. But
we'll go with that.
And we had a lot of ribbons that went out, so a lot of individual placings took place by all swimmers. We run a 14-week season, runs from the beginning of April to about mid-July. And again, we are a summer league team, not year-round, but the idea is to get the kids to fall in love with the sport of swimming. Something that they can take with them for the rest of their life, and if it's something that they want to do it a more intense and more of a regular fashion, there are programs out there, but this is just to kind of give them a little bit of taste of the sport and give them something to do over this summer. I was just also going to say this year we had 108 swimmers. Unfortunately, one thing I don't like to do is put kids on a waiting list, but we had to. We used the shoehorn to get every single kid in that pool out there. Again, you know, it's one of those things on the side. I know you guys are all in favor of this too, but it's one of those things I think, and one of the steps the team is eventually going to kind of propose to town leadership is the possibility of building another pool out here. We have the space. We obviously have provided, we have the youth, we have the interest that goes along with it. So we're willing to take the steps that are needed to hopefully make that happen sometime in the future and to continue to grow and give activities for our youth to do out here. And even employment later on, jobs, lifeguarding, swim lessons, it becomes a very cyclical process. I'd like to introduce our head coach, Haley Pantle, and she'll kind of give you a
So for those of you who I've not met, hi, I'm Haley Pantle. I think I've met almost everybody. So first of all, what we're going to do is here at the community center is we will keep the most prestigious award that we give out, which is the Coaches Award here. So for every year, we'll put a new plaque for the newest swimmer who received that award for the year, and actually two of our four swimmers are here who are on this plaque right here. So Kaden, if you want to give a wave, she won Coach's Award in 2015, and then Peyton right here, he won Coach's Award. And all of our swimmers did an awesome job, and I'm so proud of them, and we will see you all next summer. All right. So thank you very much.
Okay, so I have the honor tonight on behalf of, assembly person Jim Frazier, who wanted to recognize the River Otters for their 2016 swim season. So, sorry, I got to bring the glasses down for this one. So, from the assembly, certificate of recognition presented to the Discovery Bay River Otters, honoring the Discovery Bay River Otters swim team members' dedication to athletic achievement, sportsmanship, and excellence in the sport of swimming. On behalf of the people of the 11th Assembly District, I hereby congratulate every member upon your successful season bestowed on September 7, 2016 by Assemblyman Jim Frazier. Discovery Bay in recognition of the Discovery Bay River Otters swim team and the Parent Booster Club for outstanding service to the youth and families of the town of Discovery Bay. So, I'll read this real quick. Whereas the Discovery Bay River Otters swim team and Discovery Bay Parent Booster Club are based in the town of Discovery Bay, and whereas the Discovery Bay River Otters swim team program was first established in the summer of 2014, and whereas the Discovery Bay Booster Club was first established in the summer of 2015, And whereas the Discovery Bay River Otter Swim Team and the Discovery Bay Parents Booster Club reached the goal of 80 swimmers during the first year, growing to 89 swimmers in 2015 and to 108 swimmers in 2016. And in 2016, the Discovery Bay River Otter Swim Team, along with the support of the Discovery Bay Parents Booster Club, took first place at the East County Invitational Swim Championship in the B flight after only 3 years in existence. So now, therefore, the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District do hereby proclaim as follows. All those who live in the Town of Discovery Bay are eternally grateful of the Discovery Bay River Otters Swimmers and Discovery Bay Parents Booster Club volunteers for their dedication and passion in providing a program of excellence for all families in the Town of Discovery Bay.
Thank you once again, and again, we cannot do this without the support of the Town of Discovery Bay and their facilities and their leadership helping out. And we look forward to working with you guys again in the future.
Congratulations. I'm not done yet.
And you're not, you're right, you got to stay there, there's more.
And of course, the State Assembly wants in on the action too. So again, we have a certificate of recognition to the Discovery Bay Parent Booster Club, honoring your significant contribution, service, and support of the Discovery Bay River Otter Swim Team. And this goes on September 7th of this year. So congratulations.
We have a public place here at the Community Center for that trophy, so.
And you need to stay.
Just one more. Two more.
And there's more. Okay, so. And what we would like to do is we also would like to recognize you as well. And so we have a proclamation from the Town of Discovery Bay. And let's see, whereas Richard Pierce is a Discovery Bay resident and longtime supporter of competitive youth swim team programs. And whereas Richard Pierce first met with local town officials in August of 2013 to discuss what it would take to develop a local youth swim team program. And whereas Richard Pierce, through his vision and leadership, along with support from the Town of Discovery Bay, established the Discovery Bay River Otters Youth Swim Team in the summer of 2014. You told me on this, so it should be right. Okay. Whereas the River Otters Swim Team began with 80 swimmers during that first year, growing to 89 swim team members in 2015, and then to 108 swimmers in 2016, and whereas under the leadership of Richard Pierce as president of the Discovery Bay River Otters Boosters for the third consecutive year, Discovery Bay River Otters Swim Team captured first place in the B flight at the 2016 East County Invitational. All those that live in the Town of Discovery Bay are grateful of Richard Pierce for his dedication to the youth and their families in the Town of Discovery Bay and for the support of competitive youth swimming.
We would love to give you better facilities to work with, and I don't think it's a dream. I think it's doable. It's obviously a financial issue. It's a fundraising issue, but you know, I think if we contact the right people in this town, we're more than willing. At least, I don't speak for the whole board. For myself, more than willing to look at reasonable options. And I would love to see you guys in the right pool, doing the right thing, and getting more kids out there because you guys have done a fantastic job. Thank you.
Okay. Feels like we need a break already. Okay, we're going to bring it back to committee reports, code enforcement, special district video needs report. Okay. Consent calendar, do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, business items, F1, consider adoption of resolution 2016-15 fire hydrant policy staff.
Thank you. This is a companion item to the issue that we brought to you a couple of months ago, which was to address the issue of illegal tapping into the fire hydrant, focused on the ensuring that the water quality standards are maintained and that we don't have any contamination to the water that reaches the tap. And to do so, we reviewed the existing ordinances that we have. We adopted enhanced policies and procedures. And then the companion item that's before you is the setting of the fines. And we have a resolution that we would ask that if you agree that you adopt this resolution. And what it does is establishes that a violation of the fire hydrant policy and regulations in the town of Discovery Bay is a safety violation, and thus the higher rate of violations of penalties are possible. The first violation would be a fine not exceeding $100. For the second violation, a fine not exceeding $500, and the third not exceeding $1,000. So again, this, I can answer any questions, or Rod can answer any questions that you might have, but our recommendation is to adopt resolution 2016-15.
Do you have any questions over the board? Is there any public comment? Bring it back to the board for discussion.
I would move staff's recommendation on the resolution.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. F2, authorize the utilization of the community center for the Coco No and Go program. Staff, please.
Thank you. The Contra Costa County Elections Office began this program in 2014, and it is to increase the convenience to voters. And it is in every city in the county, and they wish this year to expand it to Discovery Bay by including a voting box in the community center from October 12th to November 8th. And it has minimal impact on our staff, a little bit of work that they give us the training to do, so I'm requesting authorization to move forward with that.
Is there any public comments? No public comment? Any discussion? We'll hear a moment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Informational items. Do we have any of those? No items. Presentations. I have nothing to report. Any directors? Okay.
At September 1st, I attended the Byron Union School District meeting. It was the first meeting of the school year. Just to update, there's going to be a dedication of a park over the in Byron, a portion of the school grounds there off of Byer and Highway 4 are becoming a community park over there. So there's going to be a public event, and I'll send some information for to attend.
Thank you. Okay. General Manager's report.
Thank you. The primary item is a well-attended meeting with the members of the public on traffic, and this issue was intended to be complementary to the enforcement that's been going on, and that is to see what the county traffic engineer might be able to add to the equation. We had 25 members of the public attend, as well as staff from Supervisor Pifo's office and myself and Virgil. I think that the county traffic engineer, I would characterize the meeting as relatively positive. We went around the room, we heard from every single person that wished to speak on where the issues were. They are primarily Discovery Bay Boulevard, Clipper, and Newport, or those were the individuals that attended. The traffic engineer talked about what had worked and what hadn't worked. Things like including numerous stop signs are not effective in slowing down traffic. He has talked about what did work and did make a promise moving forward that there are a number of things that engineering may be able to do. And the first step is that they need to do traffic surveys and put those, what used to be the hoses across, to get a sense as to how fast the speeds are in the area. And so that's going to be done within the next 30 to 60 days. They, unlike previous years, did not take off the table the possibility of speed humps, which is good because in the past that has not been much of an option in the unincorporated area, but they said that could be on the table. They also talked about, we talked about the site distance, the challenge leaving Clipper and going northbound on Discovery Bay Boulevard because of the design of that intersection there. They're going to look at that. We also talked about the entry to Discovery Bay Boulevard, cars stacking up, and those turns, and they're going to look at that as well. I would say the message is these things, when you're talking about physical changes to the streetscape, it is going to take time. It has to be based on studies, and they said, promised that they would start right away, and the first step is those speed studies that they're going to do at, I believe, two or three different locations within our community. So we were able, got a list of everyone that attended. We promised that we would bring people back again when those studies were done and move forward with that. So I would characterize it, our message to the public was patience is necessary, their vigilance is really important, and they articulated well what I think the problems were, traffic, people traveling up to 70 miles an hour on some of the streets during nighttime hours. So I think overall I consider it a positive meeting.
Thank you. Okay, just quickly. Yes.
Yeah, that was a great meeting. By the way, everybody was civil.
Thank you.
And it was a lot of positives there, and I really enjoyed it. But the other thing that was really important, I think, was the light at Newport.
Yeah.
There, because you can hardly get out there, and people are going in the turn lane to pass and stuff. It's coming in and out of there at Newport and Highway 4 is tough. And that they've been promised a light for 20-something years, just to mention that.
Thank you. I have one more thing to add. I put a legislative hot sheet in front of you. These are bills that were passed. Please note AB 779, Local Government Financial Disclosures. We are tracking that. We'll let you know if that passes. That requires, there already is compensation information that is out on special districts, but this includes requiring you list the top 10 employees by name, position, total compensation, including a breakdown. So that will be enhanced public disclosure, presuming the governor signs that bill. So I put that in you and take a close look at that one.
Thank you. Okay, was there any subcommittee updates? Have any received some correspondence?
Mm-hmm.
I would say we're. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Take that motion. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned at 7:36.
Just making sure.
Yeah.